Then look at verse 36. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Isn't that a powerful phrase? Sons of light. It teaches us that the light that we have and that we can shine is derivative. It's not our light. We're sons of light. It's like the sun and the moon. The sun shines on the moon and the moon's light shines brightly. But it is derivative light. It is dependent on the sun. The same is true for us. We can shine brightly, but our light is dependent on the sun. That means we don't go to our Bible with our own preconceived notions and try to get Jesus on our path to help us live out and bless our preconceived notions. That is darkness. That is what the religious leaders who refuse to believe are doing. It means we come to His Word and say that all of our preconceived notions are submitted to Your Word. And even if we think something should happen one way and it happens a different way, we don't question Him. We look to see what glory we can bring in the midst of that situation. Sons of light, trust Him, embrace Him, believe His teaching, glorify God, self-sacrificially serve others to the glory of His name, and walk in the light. And if you're walking in the light, it'll redirect you back to the glory of God in serving others. And then you walk in the light, and it's a cycle that knows no end until consummation of the kingdom in glory, where we are delivered into the light, outside of the very presence of sin. If the glory of God in Christ matters most, if it captivates you with worship, it transforms everything in your life. But if your aim is something else and you try to get God to bless your other aim, it doesn't work. If your aim is money, you become a materialist. If your aim is self-fulfillment, you become an individualist and you only fragment community and use people for the end of your self-fulfillment. If your aim is your people, you become a racist and a nationalist. Notice that all of those things are individualized and focus on you. If your aim is on your desires, if your aim is on your preconceived notions, then you cannot have your aim on glorifying God in Christ. Because those are not the same center. We don't intuitively move in this direction. No one defaults to glorifying God.